Hello, I'm Georges Collinet with this week's Afropop Worldwide audio feature. Excerpts from our program, Sudan, A Musical History, with Sudanese historian Ahmad Sikengia. The great Mohamed Wardi on Afropop Worldwide's Hip Deep Edition, Sudan, A Musical History, with Professor Ahmad Sikengia and yours truly, Georges Collinet. We ask Professor Sikengia to assess the career of Mohamed Wardi.
Well, I mean, this is like really the largest giant of Sudanese music. He was a teacher, and he came to Khartoum and started singing in 1957. And at that time, you know, there were very few Sudanese singers. Beside his, you know, talent, he was a political activist as well. His songs inspired many uprisings throughout the modern history of the Sudan. He was imprisoned several times, and this is especially after the 1964 revolution. There was an attempted communist coup in 1971, and after the failure of that coup, he was detained for more than a year. And after this regime came to power in 1989, he had to leave the country and lived in exile for many, many years. Recently went back, and he still lives in Khartoum.
Mohamed Wardi traces his heritage to the northern kingdom of Nubia, and this was part of his musical identity as well. The music of Nubia brings us to a crucially important act from the latter part of the Golden Era, a trio of sisters known as Al Balabil, the Nightingales.
Mashena, 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 fi tariq al-hub. مشينا 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 في طريق الحب مشينا.
That's two of the three sister nightingales, Hadja and Amal. The song they are singing is the one that broke them onto the Khartoum scene back in the 70s. There had been other women in Sudanese music, most famously Aisha El Felatia, the darling of the Sudan Defense Force during World War II. But just the same, Hadia says Khartoum was a tough environment for female artists.
When we started singing, it was very hard for females to be singers or dancers or actors or whatever, because it was a matter of traditions and customs and this stuff. For us, we were very young in high school when we started, and our dad and the mom and the family, they supported us very, very, very strongly. It wasn't just a matter of music for us. We were trying to change the ideas and the traditions, and we succeeded in that.
The Nubia people, they are more modern than the middle of the capital or when you go south of Sudan. Even in our language, we don't have he and she.
Yes.
We don't have female and male. But in Arabic language, you have this difference. In our dance, in our songs, the women and men, they are together. But when you go to Khartoum, women are separate and men are separate.
Backed by the Nile strings and an all-star lineup of Sudanese musicians, Hadja and Amal gave a terrific performance at the 2007 festival at Central Park Summer Stage in New York. These ladies are on a mission to promote gender and cultural diversity in Sudanese music. When we met, they clapped out a Nubian tar rhythm.
This is the Nubian rhythm. One of the Nubian rhythms.
And they shared one of their Nubian songs.
Oh, himle, way, 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 sabre. Oh, himle.
We realize that Sudan is a multicultural country. But there was a time that when you listen to radio or TV, you don't see all these cultures. As Sudanese, you don't see it. Because the radio station or the TV, they were not aware of the importance of making me see you and feel like one. You see what I mean? But this was our job to do. You have to go travel and sing here and there and there and there. We've been singing everywhere in Sudan.
Here's a recent recording by Al Balabo. The song is Tuba. Balabil, the Nightingales, on Afropop Worldwide's Musical History of Sudan. Another important figure from the golden era, Abdelgadir Salim, made a huge success with music from the western central province of Kordofan.
Give him the scale of Lemumbara.
You may recall the private performance Abdel and some of his musicians gave Afropop at the Musique Métis Festival in France in 2002.
يا اخوان شيلوا الجلالة لمنبار يا اخوان شيلوا الجلالة لمنبار سبحان الله وتعالى لمنبار الحاسد عينه جبارة لمنبار الحاسد عينه جبارة لمنبار اي 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 اي
During the golden era, Abdelgadir Salim succeeded in making Kordofan rhythms, especially the cantering merdoum, part of mainstream Sudanese music. Moving west from Kordofan, we come to Darfur, now sadly famous for the brutal genocide unfolding there. Historian Ahmed Sikenga says this is not really a fight over ethnicity or religion, but rather national resources. And the problem goes back to the joint Egyptian-British regime that preceded Sudanese independence.
One of the most important features of colonial policy was uneven development in the sense that it concentrated economic development in the central part of the Sudan, and social services, education, and so on, and neglected the different regions such as the south, Darfur, the east, and even the far north. So this pattern of unequal development is really the main factor behind the continuing uprisings and conflicts in different parts of the Sudan, including the Darfur conflict. And unfortunately, this pattern continued even under the post-colonial Sudanese governments.
The present Sudanese regime has been especially cruel, sowing seeds of division among Darfurian tribes, even as it starved them of support and resources. Given all that, it might surprise you to learn that music of Darfur has won some notice on the Sudan scene, in large part thanks to the man who opened this program, Omar Issas. That's Omar reprising the Arabic song he used to audition at the Institute of Music and Drama back in 1981. The title means feeling, and it gave Omar his stage name, Issas. But songs like this were not Omar's first love. He grew up in Darfur in the 60s and 70s, and fondly recalls the easy blending of traditional music that surrounded him. Every year, the tribes gathered peacefully to share their traditions. When we met at the Sudan Festival in New York, Omar delighted in drumming out Darfurian rhythms on his guitar.
رجعت كبدايتي يعني عدت ترتيبي من الأول لقيت إنه أنا من الأول مفروض أبدأ البداية دي
Omar is explaining that after 10 years of trying to fit into the music scene in Khartoum, he realized he was making a mistake. He says only 5 or 6 ethnic styles were well represented on the national stage. So he decided to shake things up with the rich folklore of Darfur. It took years and hard work, but Omar is now celebrated for what he calls Sudanese songs from Darfur. Here's Omar Issaz from a recent recording with his band. The song is Darfuria.
Ali Maqama Shayla Salama Ali Maqama Shayla Salama Shayla Salama وسايق الحلو الريد قدامه ايده سخيه صدق رضيه.
You can read our complete interview with Professor Sikengya on our website, afropop.org. And join me next week for Afropop Conjurers. Until then, I'm Josh Kodimir.